Hello. How are you?
Good. It's a busy day at Mountain Family Health Centers in Glenwood Springs. The clinic primarily serves low-income patients.
Okay. Let me get you an order for physical therapy. You just use it like a prescription. You can take it anywhere.
Susan Orcutt is a nurse practitioner. She's working with a patient suffering from a sore shoulder.
Okay, well, let's check it out. Let's have you come and have a seat up here.
Mountain Family is a federally qualified health center that gets grants from the government and reimbursements from programs like Medicaid. They operate on a sliding fee scale and run clinics from Basalt to Rifle. CEO Ross Brooks says recently they've seen an increase in patients at all of their Western Slope clinics.
We were ready for this. There are some strains. I'd be lying if I said there were no strains. We run busy clinics, and those clinics are busy all of the time.
He says they're seeing 150 new Medicaid patients a month. The organization saw the growth coming. Starting in 2011, Mountain Family started expanding, adding on to existing clinics, and most recently, opening a new clinic in Edwards.
We're also hiring more staff. We've grown to about 120 staff now. We were 60 staff 5 years ago. So we've added doctors, dentists, nurses, front desk staff, billing folks, IT professionals, suits like myself that go to meetings all day. We've grown the infrastructure so that we can serve the growing number of lives that need healthcare.
We had anticipated quite a growth in both counties, and so that's what we were preparing for.
Kathy Lyons handles public assistance, like Medicaid, for Eagle and Pitkin counties. When the insurance marketplace opened last October, many people first applied for Medicaid. If they made too much and didn't qualify, they were sent to the online exchange to find a private plan. The number of Medicaid applicants in Eagle and Pitkin counties jumped from about 25 a month before the exchange opened to 100 a month in February and March of this year. Lyons saw an even bigger spike just before the deadline.
The last week of March, we actually received 226 applications.
Since last fall, about 4,700 people enrolled in Medicaid for the first time in our tri-county area. Compare that to about 4,200 who signed up for plans on the state exchange. Unlike private insurance, people can still apply for Medicaid, and Lyons expects another jump.
In our resort communities now, here in April, the mountains will be closing down, and so we will have people who may have had insurance over the season or may have had income that put them over the limit for Medicaid, but now in April and May, they will likely become eligible for Medicaid.
Back at Mountain Family Health Center, Dr. Chris Tanazi is visiting with the mother of a two-week-old baby.
Weight looks great. She's at 7'11" now. Birth weight was 7'8".
When she was born, 7'8".
Yeah.
And last time they weighed her, she was 7'.
Yeah.
Physicians here see 25 to 30 patients a day, partly because most doctor's offices don't take people with Medicaid due to the program's dismal reimbursement.
I usually come in around 7:30, and I'm usually here till 6. And it's, when it runs well, it's a fine-tuned machine. It takes a bunch of teamwork.
Dr. Tanazi says his patients are relatively complicated because if they lack insurance, it's usually a more complex case. In 2012, nearly half of Mountain Family's patient load was without insurance. This year, it's projected to shrink to 30%.
Really, those changes have been helpful in allowing me to see more patients because more patients, what I've noticed is more patients have Medicaid, and if they have Medicaid instead of uninsured, things happen a lot more easily. We don't have to fret about the cost of every medicine and every x-ray and whether a specialist is going to see them or not. In these parts, Medicaid's good insurance for people and makes the system work a lot better when they have Medicaid.
Mountain Family CEO Ross Brooks says it's good for patients to move from being uninsured to getting covered, no matter if it's through Medicaid or private insurance.
We desire as a society, I think, and as a medical neighborhood or a healthcare neighborhood to get the prevention we need up front so we can live happy, healthy lives and be with our families. When you're uninsured, you're forced financially to wait a lot of the time.
Still, some Republican state lawmakers say the larger Medicaid patient pool is a huge burden on taxpayers. Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs told the Denver Post the statewide Medicaid figures show the Affordable Care Act was more about expanding government-funded health care than getting more people covered by private health insurance.